From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This evening on PBS, the documentary series Frontline presents The Choice, 2004. It is a two-hour film about John Kerry and George Bush, who they are, their formative experiences, what their close friends and associates see as their virtues. The stories are intercut. There's a glimpse of each man's undergraduate career at Yale. There is, of course, John Kerry's service in Vietnam and the devastating blow he suffered when his best friend from college was killed in combat.
Kerry wrote home from the Gridley, "Dear Mama and Papa, what can I say? What a goddamn total waste. I was on the bridge. When I read the telegram, it took moments to sink in. Then I just walked off the bridge and cried. A pathetic and very empty kind of crying. A turn to anger and bitterness."
There is also footage of John Kerry's anti-war activities, his first unsuccessful campaign for Congress, as well as the more recent and better-known chapters in his story. For President George W. Bush, there's the story of his stint in the Air National Guard, also an early unsuccessful run for Congress, his career in business and as a campaign aide for his father. There is also the thread of George W. Bush's connection to evangelical Christians. In the fall of 1998, televangelist James Robison dropped in on then-governor.
He said, "I feel that I'm supposed to run for president." And he said, "I can't explain it, but I believe my country's going to need me at this time." I really do believe that we do need, as our founder said, divine providence. I believe we do need wisdom from above. I think he sought that, and I don't think that is something that we should take lightly. I think he believed, as he prayed, as he said to me, "I believe my country's going to need me at this time."
Nicholas Lemon is the reporter for The Choice, and together with producer Martin Smith, he wrote the script, and he joins us from New York. Welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
Let's cut to the chase. At the end of 2 hours, you offer a judgment of what is very different about the ambitions of these two men and how one has been president and how the other would be president. What's the difference?
Well, what's interesting about how different they are is how alike they are on the surface. It would be hard to think of two presidential candidates with more similar backgrounds. They both went to boarding school in New England. They both come from upper-class families. They both went to Yale at roughly the same time. They come from families with a tradition of public service. But boy, are they different. Kerry's core belief, it seems to me, in this foreign affairs election is in diplomacy. His father was a career diplomat, and he grew up with the idea that diplomacy is the greatest thing that one can aspire to. And he clearly believes that the Bush administration just does not practice diplomacy, and he would practice it. He wants to have the United States rejoin the community of nations. President Bush believes that being a forceful leader who projects power is all important, particularly in foreign affairs. He puts much less store in traditional statecraft and much more in reimagining the world and then making that happen through force of personality and through military force.
You observe that President Bush really aspires to be a president who leads a transformation of the world, or of large parts of the world, in any case.
Yeah, I think this is another interesting thing about looking at the two of them together. Kerry is somebody who has always struck other people as very ambitious, or almost overwhelmingly ambitious, and this has been true since he was a teenager. Not true of President Bush. On the other hand, right now, I think that Bush is actually more ambitious in the sense that he wants to be a president of Franklin Roosevelt-level impact on changing the relation of citizen to state domestically, changing the relationship of the United States to the rest of the world.
What ultimately do you think is the importance of the college days, 1970s experiences, early political races of presidential candidates? When we hear so often that a presidential election is about the future and about choices for the future of the country, what do we gain from these biographical films?
Well, I mean, let me just answer in the specific that you mentioned and then the general. I think it's quite interesting and revealing about these people that they both ran for Congress in the 1970s and lost because I think each man took a real lesson from the loss. In Kerry's case, one reason why he gives an overcomplex and qualified answer to everything, or at least such is his impulse, mm-hmm. is that he's learned to be cautious because he's been attacked so much by conservatives. In the case of President Bush, when he ran for Congress and lost, his opponent, he had many opponents, but the one who won essentially got up and said, you know, this guy's from Yale and mm-hmm. Harvard, he's not one of us in West Texas. And I think from that, the president took the lesson that he was not to play up his aristocratic origins and really to be a successful politician, he had to be more of a populist. He had to kind of reinvent himself as a man of the people. Larger point, it really matters who's president of the United States, and the personality and life experiences of the president really matters. Even if you believe, as Tolstoy did, that political leaders are merely, you know, wood chips floating on the ocean of history, still, if you're president of the United States right now, you can make decisions that have enormous consequence. And the primary example is the war in Iraq, which I don't think would have happened if anyone else but George W. Bush had been president. And his decision to go to war, it's a product of his personality, who he is, his life experience. I really do think it's relevant to know this stuff about people running for this particular job.
Well, Nick Lemon, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nicholas Lemon is the reporter for The Choice 2004, which appears this evening and also later again this week on PBS. It's produced by Frontline.